The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The man killed in yesterday's officer-involved shooting in San Jose had been released from prison early, following a long history of crime. KCBS's Virginia Van Zant with more from San Jose.
The shootout happened Tuesday night. 39-year-old Anthony Chavez of Campbell had a felony warrant out for his arrest, being suspected of two armed robberies over the weekend when he was spotted by San Jose police. Chavez fled in a stolen vehicle, barricaded himself in the bathroom of an occupied residential home, and began shooting at officers when confronted. He was killed in the shootout.
I've watched the body-worn camera of that gunfight in that small bathroom, and what unfolded in that extraordinarily confined space was chilling.
San Jose Chief of Police Paul Joseph says Chavez had been sentenced to a 23-year prison term for armed robbery in 2016, but was released early.
A criminal history check revealed convictions for a variety of serious and violent crimes, including robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, auto theft, narcotics.
Mayor Matt Mahan says dangerous criminals are often released on parole too soon.
An unfortunate pattern in our criminal justice system of violent repeat offenders often being released prematurely, often over the objections of the DA.
Sergeant Matt Walsh suffered several gunshot wounds to the torso during Tuesday's shootout, but is expected to make a full recovery. In San Jose, Virginia Van Zant, KCBS.
Excitement is building in downtown San Francisco ahead of this weekend's Pokemon World Championship. KCBS's Megan Goldsby talked with some people who came to get the party started early. She joins us from Union Square.
Felix, who lives in Torrance, was wearing a Pokemon backpack as he waited in line at Union Square's Nintendo store.
I love just being able to go to places early because I think you do get to be like, I'm going to go eat at and like find nice restaurants out here, check out different sites. I think you can like absorb a little bit of the city and see how involved they are with the event as well.
Because once it's happening, you're going to be in it.
You're correct. Exactly.
It is the World Championships, where invitation-only athletes play the Pokemon video and card games and mobile games, and fans check out the brand's first ever fan convention at Moscone. It doesn't start until Friday, but Kevin, who lives in Manteca, is already wearing his badge.
I love how creative they can get with some of the designs and just a team building overall, like how I preview it versus going in the game and then finding new Pokemon that I actually really love.
And it never gets old, he says. His friend Nina came from Michigan and is a newer fan.
I'm more of a like open world type of gamer, so seeing like the new elements in the newer games, I'm like, wow, this is kind of perfect.
The championships and convention are already sold out. In Union Square, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Meta has settled a major lawsuit over allegations of teen social media addiction. We get the details from KCBS's Holly Kwan at the Oakland Federal Courthouse, where the trial's been going on for the last week and a half.
Attorney General Rob Bonta calls this a milestone. Two-hour limits on use, a midnight to six block for kids, hiding the tally of likes and reactions for minors. All changes in the $17 billion settlement to avoid this week-and-a-half-old trial that was expected to see Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg take the stand. Bonta telling reporters they're not done with social media yet.
Getting similar protections across the industry with TikTok, with YouTube, with Snap. Meta is a major player, and this is an incredible result. But there's others that need to follow suit. And again, we're happy to talk in the boardroom to get to those results, or we can see folks in the courtroom as well.
This deal may get Meta off a hook with California and the states that were suing, but others may still come after the company, including countries in Europe. At the Oakland Federal Courthouse, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Commissioner Roger Goodell says the NFL is looking into whether San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York will be punished for violating the league's personal conduct policy. This comes after he was caught in a prostitution sting in Ohio. York was initially charged with engaging in prostitution, but prosecutors amended that to disorderly conduct. He pleaded no contest to that charge and to possessing criminal tools. And a coalition of states, including California, have filed a lawsuit seeking to block a new rule from the USPS that limits mail-in voting. The rule responds to an executive order by President Trump. It requires new mail ballot envelope designs and orders state election officials to submit information on voters who will receive mail ballots to the USPS. The suit argues the rule strips mail-in voters of their voting rights, exceeds the executive branch's power, and interferes with states' authority to run elections. And a new fire broke out in Big Sur this morning as crews battled the massive timber fire in Monterey County. CAL FIRE says the so-called Plaskett fire was reported just after 11 a.m. off Forest Road. The fire is at 0% containment and burned about 40 acres. Residents are evacuating, and the cause of the fire is still unknown. Meanwhile, the timber fire has burned more than 17,000 acres and is just 23% contained. Well, today marks 106 years since the passage of the 19th Amendment, securing women's right to vote in the United States. But KCBS's Shannon Golden reports on this Women's Equality Day. Officials and advocates say that right is being threatened.
Women's rights advocates gathered outside the San Francisco Department of Elections to mark the occasion. Lauren Crabb, owner of San Francisco's Andytown Coffee Roaster, says it means everything to bring her daughter into her coffee shop when it's transformed into a polling place during election seasons.
Knowing that both of us were born with a right that my own grandmother was born without, and that was progress.
She and others note that ongoing policy changes could reverse that progress, like the SAVE Act, a bill stalled in Congress right now that would change how Americans register to vote by requiring proof of citizenship in person.
And this burden will not fall equally. It will fall on people who have changed their names, married women, divorced women, transgender people.
According to Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, the passage of the SAVE Act would be an assault on all those who fought for the 19th Amendment and the generations that followed them.
We want to protect the right to vote. We're not going back to, as Lauren mentioned, all of the obstacles that they are putting up. We can't do that to our democracy.
At San Francisco City Hall, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
San Jose police are investigating what appears to be a tragic workplace accident. A city worker died while changing a streetlight. KCBS's Matt Bigler with more from the scene.
It was here at the intersection of Narvez and Hillsdale that a San Jose Department of Transportation employee died. He was up in a bucket truck when the vehicle was struck by a passing box truck.
In that area, I would say, you know what, it's probably not a safe area to stop and work.
Valentine Henry also works in the trades and says safety is always job one.
We have safety courses that we need to take, you know, in order to be certified. If you're working above a certain height, you should have a fall harness.
The worker has not been identified, but the City Department of Transportation released a statement saying he was repairing a street light at the time, and they are heartbroken by his passing. KCBS morning traffic anchor Claire Beverly has this reminder for drivers.
There's a reason the cones are there. Even if it's not immediately obvious to you why they are there for a reason. Then there's the flashing lights. Anytime you see anything like that, just slow down.
From the scene in San Jose, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
A suspect has been arrested in connection with an armed robbery and grand theft targeting local gardeners in Los Altos. Police say a suspect threatened a gardener with a gun and stole landscaping equipment on August 19th. Days later, a jackhammer was stolen from another gardener. Officers linked the same suspect to both crimes and identified a suspect car with license plate reader cameras. They then arrested the suspect on charges including both robbery and grand theft. At least two people were hurt in separate traffic accidents in downtown San Francisco within an hour this evening. Fire officials telling KCBS the first happened around 5:30, involving a parking control officer and a person on a scooter. Officials aren't sure what led to the accident, but say the officer's vehicle flipped on its side. One person was taken to the hospital in stable condition, although officials aren't sure if it was the officer or the scooter rider. A second accident happened around 6:05 at Ellis and Leavenworth, involving a car and a bicyclist. Officials say the bicyclist was trapped under the vehicle. No update yet on their condition. Apple set to unveil the new iPhone next month, but it might not be the best time to upgrade your phone or laptop. KCBS's Atta Shaheen has details on why those are particularly expensive right now from our daily Ask an Expert segment.
Memory chips have just gone upwards by 3 or 4x in the last year. It's quite crazy.
New York Times tech journalist Clive Thompson said the price of memory chips is affecting everything from laptops to game consoles to smartphones. And the reason is AI.
When they want to build a huge data center, they need massive amounts of both those types of memory. And so they have more money than God, right? So they can bid up the prices, they can buy all the stock, and that's really squeezing the market for people like you and me that just want some of this RAM, some of this memory for our phones.
He said if you need a new device, you're better off buying used for the time being.
If it is still doing everything you needed to do, I would say, you know, don't upgrade. Just keep it running, and then you'll be able to squeeze the maximum mileage out of it.
And Thompson expects a couple years before the chip market catches up to that AI demand and prices come back down. Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
The Bay Area Air District has ordered operators of the Newby Island landfill in Milpitas to address longstanding air quality violations. The abatement order requires the installment of a real-time emissions monitoring system and enhanced technology to detect methane leaks. A 2024 Air District study found Nuby to be a major source of hydrogen sulfide, which is linked to headaches and difficulty breathing. The International Disposal Corporation of California, which operates Nuby, says it will work to comply with the requirements.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.